This is RSB and the Update, episode 341, recorded Thursday, you don't want to know what day, 2011, the 2011 Clip Show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show you've all been waiting for since January 1st, 2011. The 2011 Clip Show.
Yeah! I have, anyway.
Yes, that seems to be... The Clip Show seems to be the favorite show of listeners and hosts, but definitely not guest hosts.
Why not guest? Oh, because they get humiliated?
Yeah, if they do some weird stuff, you know, which I think... I think there's one specific person that's going to have a recurring theme tonight, so we'll see how that develops as we move on, but I think people see a pretty good
idea.
I'm
curious, because I've missed a lot this year. This should be interesting.
Well, the themes became so totally apparent as we went on, and we'll see if you guys pick up on them. So that's what we're here to do. And for anybody who hasn't listened to a Clip Show before... Basically, the Clip Show is a selection of clips from every episode for the year, and they're unedited, so there might be a swear word here or there, or something that might not be appropriate to talk about in front of your parents. So there's your warning if you might be offended or you don't want to hear stuff like that. The explicit tag is there for a reason, and you've been warned. Tread carefully moving forward. But with that being said, it's nowhere near as bad as it used to be when Brad Woodward used to host the show.
Okay. On to less boring things.
Yes, so the clips are starting up, and first episode of the year was episode 290. And this was an episode with you and I on it. So we're going to talk about...
This will be a blast
from butterflies. On my face.
I'm going to kill some steel dragons tonight, see if I can get an elite treasure trail.
I think I'm... Yeah, you should. You should go get one of those. I think I'm going to go catch some butterflies.
Okay. You do that, Shane. No.
Why? What do you mean, catching butterflies?
You say catching butterflies.
Oh, okay.
I love to catch butterflies in my free time.
Yeah, it's so
peaceful and... tranquil.
And you use your hands, you don't have to use a net.
Exactly. I love catching butterflies with my bare hands and then squishing them.
You squish them?
No. Let's begin.
Yeah, I was wondering, because you know, you always defend insects, so I was wondering why you'd squish them.
No, I don't. That was entirely a joke, just in case you got the wrong idea there. I don't catch butterflies.
Have you had any more bugs in your bed?
Nope. Not in my bed, at least.
Oh, that's good. That episode was entitled Important Typography Lessons.
Wait, was this pre-show?
Yeah, that was pre-show.
Oh, I was wondering why that sounded so weird. Right.
Yeah, because, you know, pre-show doesn't get the whole post-treatment and everything.
Damn,
so it's just raw.
This is going to be embarrassing. I've probably said a lot of stuff in most of it you wouldn't have recorded, but...
Yes.
You pulled me off guard with that. Damn.
Well, you know, I just figured that was a good clip because, you know, catching butterflies, it doesn't seem like a thing you'd do in a medieval fantasy game, let alone with your hands.
No, it doesn't seem like something you would do in real life either, does it?
And then squishing them?
Yeah. See, one doesn't do that, really.
Yeah, see, that's the reason I brought that up when you said that, because I just had to make sure you were joking, because, you know, you have always said that you find a bug and you release it.
Yes.
And, you know, I think you might have found, like, a poisonous spider in your room or something one night, hence the reference about the bed or something.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I don't even remember that at all. That's weird. But I live in a very... natural environment. You can hear birds chirping outside right now. In fact, I am outside. I practically live outside.
Yep, that's...
Okay,
that's
I'm not really,
that's
but...
That's what New Zealand is.
But that's what New Zealand's like. I'm inside, and I might as well be outside, because I'm one with my environment.
Yeah, they don't use screens on their windows there.
Well, rich people do.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much standard here. But anyways, so that was a bit of a pre-show from episode 290.
There's not that much that can kill you here, so I guess...
That's... But you have poisonous spiders.
We have one poisonous spider, and, well, two, but the only common poisonous spider is one that we inherited from Australia. Bastards!
Damn Australians. Anyways, I remember that show because the title was Important Typography Lessons.
Interesting. I don't. What were the important typography lessons?
I think it probably had to do with something in-game.
Oh, yeah, probably would have.
Which JX still needs to this day. Just
got off on a tangent talking about typography for no reason.
Yep. All right, ready for the next one?
Wait for it.
All right.
Wait for it. Yeah, I'm ready.
Next one is a rather interesting one that I think you said in the show, so hang on to your seat.
At those, it was mostly all organized for us. We had set dances that we were supposed to do and things like that. But then there were a couple of, you know, occasions on which we could just ask anyone to dance that we wanted to. I was a bit of a ladies' man. I'll just put that right out there. You believe it, don't you, Shane?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, yes.
Thanks. I don't know what to think about that.
Yes, I do.
No, I don't know. I've never really been that interested in dancing at all, but then I have no inhibitions when it comes to...
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. We probably got asked a question about dancing.
It's so weird hearing yourself, like, the clip just stops, and then it's like, oh, has it finished? And then a few seconds later, you hear yourself speak, and it's like, oh, there's another one of me!
I was going to put a little beep at the end of these, but I just didn't have time to do that, because my editing thing was really laggy. On OS X, mind you, so...
Oh, typical. Yeah, it's very kind of you to include this clip.
Yep, of course. Anyways, moving on to episode 291 now, which was entitled Next Update? Next! Which was a question, actually, from Uncle Dano, in what do we want to look forward to? So this is just a bit of a question, we could say. It was basically just the question that I wanted to include here.
The 14th of Rintra in the year 169 of the Fifth Age. The 14th of January in the year of our Lord, 2011. The world of Gelinor is on the brink of an epic retransformation. The inhabitants of RuneScape anxiously await trade and wilderness hearkening back to the days of lore. Greetings, my lord Shane and Chief Snake. If free trade in the old wilderness were to return, I, for one, would look forward to once again being able to help newcomers to the game by giving them free armor, weapons, and food. This is something I thoroughly enjoyed before the existence of trade limits. I'd be very interested in hearing one thing that you gentlemen would look forward to, that you miss from the glory days of RuneScape. Thank you very much, gracious hosts, for taking my audio question. And as always, I wish you Godspeed and another fine day in the scape to you all. Sincerely, Uncle Dano.
Okay, the reason this was in here is because it's asking what we were looking forward to with free trade coming back. And, you know, everybody thought it was going to be a good thing, but, you know, of course, the thing everybody was looking forward to was the bots.
Yeah.
But
in hindsight, what has free trade accomplished?
It made a lot of people happy at first. It made the bots come back, and it made the people upset. And it made JX release their bot nuke Cluster Flutterer in October, and it made the people happy again. So we've essentially come full circle.
Which is good, because, I mean, we've come full circle, but we have free trade now. So, you know, I suppose because JGX have handled everything the way they did, we are better off for it. So, yeah.
Knock on wood. Who knows?
But
we still got to go forward being cautious in 2012 that bots don't
find mean, that's only after bots were taken care of. So it did come at a price initially.
Yep.
Probably too much of a price, in my opinion, because they didn't take care of it quickly enough.
And you know,
I don't know. I wasn't here to witness it. I can't really speak. But
was that the bot nuke was supposed to come out with the free trade and wilderness update, but it wasn't quite ready yet, so they released it anyways.
Oh, okay, that's interesting to know.
So that's essentially
wasn't quite ready yet. It took them quite a long time to get it ready.
Yep. So,
but I suppose it was worth it. I mean, they got it right, so.
Yeah, if only we'd have known what 2011 was going to hold when we were back in January, that we'd be here in December discussing a year that seemed like it was just going constantly downhill, and it maybe came back up a bit, and then who knows. But anyways, we'll pass judgment on 2011 after we listen to all these clips.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, jumping ahead now to episode 295.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, if you're doing something specific, then that's good.
But
otherwise, I'm going to be boring. I can't remember
the last time I used the ancient ones.
Stealing creation. They're always good.
Okay.
Just to annoy people.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like being annoying. That's called teasing in StarCraft too.
Well, you might as well have fun while you're doing stealing creation. I mean, I get a little bit sick of skilling in there all the time. I'll do it for like 10 minutes and then just go crazy.
Yeah, I was never able to understand stealing creation. Like, I understand how it works, but it was... Well, that's
what most people do anyway, so you either go along with it and, you know, join in, or you get, wasted anyway.
So we liked being annoying and stealing creation, apparently.
Oh, okay. If I still was interested in stealing creation in the slightest, I would agree with that right now. Yeah.
I think it goes to show that, you know, it's a game, and, you know, there's people that play it and they just try and kill people there, when really you're trying to do something and help the team, and you're kind of resorted to being annoying, kind of like my same little StarCraft analogy still applies, so...
It sounds bad, but I can see where I was coming from, and I wouldn't have changed. Because, I mean, stealing creation is really boring if you're playing it how you're supposed... I mean, like, if you're skilling in it.
Yeah.
Actually, most of RuneScape is pretty boring if you're skilling in it, so I can see why one would turn to killing other people.
I mean, I have 94 magic, and I haven't gone to Castle Wars or stealing creation when I got that, so maybe it'd be more interesting now. If I could use, like, Ice Barrage and stuff.
Really? Have you never... Actually, I probably haven't either. And I think I have 94... I can't even remember what my magic level is. I think it's 94. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't think I've ever Ice Barraged either. Interesting. Should try that sometime.
Yep. All right, next up is about me wanting gallery items to be safe for people to consume. Gallery Valentine's Day theme. I quite like the first one that they picked.
Does this mean I have to look at them again? Oh, Shane, you little lovebird.
No, I mean, it just looks nice from a perspective, you know?
Aw, cutie. After all, love is the strongest kind of magic.
You know, they should have given this one as a higher resolution copy.
They should have had it two males rather than a male and a female. You know, just, you know.
No.
Sign of the times.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Another one that looks good is the second row, second.
Wait, what? Why did I say that?
I don't know. Apparently the point of this clip, I didn't grab this one. This one was from Earth. The point of this clip, apparently, was that I didn't like the way that what you said about how it should be two males in there.
Oh, okay. It was probably to antagonize you. Because, I mean, there is no other reason I would have said something that random.
Probably, but that's okay. I mean, I know that you don't mean it, unlike previous posts, so.
No, I don't mean it.
Anyways, I decided I'm going to play this little beep sound when the clip is done, so that'll serve the listeners good and us.
Oh, soundboard. Oh, wow, that was a beep. That was a real beep, wasn't it?
Yeah.
High-pitched noises.
All right, this next one is about you and your brother. This one's about you and your brother.
Play a mosquito. Is that what they call them? A mosquito noise?
Yeah, but you know the thing is, I can't hear those. I've already lost that frequency.
Exactly. And I would probably be able to still hear it. Never mind. Continue.
This one's about you and your brother.
By another person. Happy weekend from Ice Black Dragon.
No and no.
No. Apart from my brother, but he doesn't count. That was because I was a violent child, and so was he.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what happened.
Did anyone break any bones?
No, we were never actually that violent.
Anybody get their eye poked
just,
out?
You know, just play. It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. But no, mostly it was all fun and games.
Oh, that's good. You still do that?
No. I don't know when that stops. You know, it's just a childish thing. And, you know, it's something you grow out of, I guess. And we both did. I think the thing is that as soon as you're only as strong as the weakest link in a way. And so if one person is still going to be like that, then you can't both move on. You can't both mature. But yeah, when my brother kind of grew out of it, we both did, essentially.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know, because it's a flawless transition. You don't notice it. And yeah, I'm a lot more mature than that now, clearly. Nice beat.
Yep. So the play fighting. Still feel the same on that?
My brother and I fight every day, if that is what you mean.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
No,
but you know, because this is a clip show, that was a sarcastic response, and he loves his brother dearly.
Thank you for clarifying that. No, I talk to my brother more than I have ever talked to him before now, because, I mean, I barely see him since I'm off at university in another city, so we have a thriving relationship, I like to think.
That's good.
But it's sort of open for interpretation.
Not sure what that means.
Neither am I. I'll leave that to your imagination.
All right. Next one is on the pronunciation of a herb.
Herb.
By where the Hattie Wolf was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So. But anyways, strangest herb name?
I don't know, but you thought of some.
Well, you know, the one who uses, or the one from the Juju farming potion, the, I'm not even sure how to say it, Yugoon? I guess, I don't know. I'm guessing that's how you'd say it.
U-G-U-N-E. I don't know. Try the narration thing like you did before.
Yugahoon.
Yugahoon. Yugahoon. See, even he makes it sound tribal.
Yugahoon.
Yugahoon. Yugahoon Shen? Migahoon. Ryogahoon.
Okay. But aside from
beep.
Oh, my beep. Yeah, my beep stopped working. I don't know why.
It's alright. You're just so lucky that you have me.
Yeah, I think Jagex still needs a pronunciation key. I think that's what that clip means.
That's true. Why don't they have one? I would have thought that they would have introduced one by now.
Yeah, surely. There's so many things that are hard to pronounce for people. Like Karamja, is it Karamja or Karamja or Ardoyan or Ardoyni?
Yeah, Ardoyan still makes Lunar? No sense at all to Loon? Me, but Karamja should be Karamja.
For the longest time, I called it Karajama because that's what it was in RuneScape Classic.
I still maintain that it was never, ever Karajama.
It was. I have a map save somewhere.
That's stupid just saying it.
It was. It's
definitely always been Karamja.
It was. It was Karajama.
Shane, which one of us played RuneScape Classic?
I played RuneScape Classic a bit.
A bit.
Anyways, so pronunciation guide, JX, please. We can have one wish for 2012 aside from better interfaces. Pronunciation key.
Yeah. Thanks. I would have thought it would be easy to stick in with their wiki now, since they can.
Well, the thing is that
even though anyone edits it,
the players now are responsible for putting stats and stuff up, unlike before. So JX is doing even less with regard to that.
Wow, that's really lazy. I would have thought that they would contribute something, you know, basic information.
Yeah. So, anyways. Next episode, episode 296, in which the agility shortcuts were introduced, and we got something about these shortcuts as well. That is the Heidi Hole.
Heidi Hole.
Roprax. I assume your silence is because of what I sent you?
I wasn't looking at it, actually. Is this a derogatory word, or does it have in some kind of connotation?
I don't know. Heidi Hole. I don't know.
Refers to a... Oh, God.
Yeah,
your
okay.
Why did
let's,
you send that?
Because I Googled this update just... Like, you know, I use Google. I search for things. So I just put in Heidi Hole.
Dirty lying, thieving, beep, beep, puts an Elmer's glue. Wow. I don't even know what. Wow.
Let's move on.
So, yeah, don't search Heidi Hole on Urban Dictionary. You will
or Google,
be
for that matter.
Is that the first thing that comes up in Google?
Second.
Oh, God. What?
Why does Jagex name their update after something like this?
That's not. I don't think there is any connotation behind that, personally.
But
I would not have.
Google your names before you put an update out.
Like, there's only like 20 thumbs ups on it. It's not that bad. It's not that well
apparently
known. Apparently,
Heidi Holes are also
for. It's a niche term.
Is also clearly. For ferrets.
Yeah, okay, yeah. There's nothing wrong with Heidi Holes.
You should get a pet ferret.
Yes, we have ferrets in New Zealand.
Oh, you do?
So, I don't know. The legendary Wolf Heidi has retired to a colder land, so players will no longer be able to hunt him. Oh, good. Oh, that one's finished. So, I think since it's the clip show and this episode has an explicit tag.
Uh-huh.
Go, Shane. Go. You know what to do.
Okay. He sent me an Urban Dictionary link, and it says, Heidi Hole is a noun, refers to a woman's vagina when it is used to stow, stash, contraband, or other... object for transport and concealment. Yes.
You have to read the example. The example was the best.
Oh, the example.
I'm surprised that you even read that much, but come on, continue.
Sue, that dirty, lying, thieving, fuck knows, Shaisk puts Elmer glue bottle full of clean urine in her hidey hole before her weekly drug testing at the methadone clinic.
Like, what does that even mean? What is this? Puts an Elmer's glue bottle full of clean
urine. I don't know. But I maintain that Googling something before you name it is a good thing to do.
Still, this is not a very popular Urban Dictionary term. Even there is another definition of hidey hole as well.
Yeah, for ferrets.
Transient culture term referring to any good place to hide out, stash a duffel bag, or sleep.
Okay.
Most often some place that others are unaware of. Okay, have you seen Gary Johnson around today? Nah, he's probably crashed out in his hidey hole.
There's a RuneScape considerably definition then.
Yeah.
I just don't think that was a good idea. But anyways...
No, I props for reading that. However, it's probably not something to be proud of.
No, it's not. That's the only time you'll get that out of me. And you know, maybe you'll
well
get
done,
me
Shane. I will not ask that again of you on this episode.
Yep.
I may in future episodes, but
we're jumping forward to episode 299 now.
My lords and my ladies, squires and maidens, woot! It's bonus XP weekend! That's right, from Friday, March 11th to Sunday, March 13th, RuneScape members will have the opportunity to gain extra XP for standard training activities. Hopefully you have stocked up on planks, potion ingredients, and raw materials to get the most out of this third bonus XP weekend! The modifier will begin at 2.7 times the normal rate of XP and will drop to a new multiplier every 30 minutes. Normal training activities that will earn you the bonus XP include combat, magic, agility, construction, cooking, crafting, dungeoneering, farming, fire making, fishing, fletching, herb lore, hunter, mining, prayer, runecrafting, slayer, smithing, summoning, thieving, and woodcutting. So are you prepared? And what will you be training?
Some restrictions apply. Bonus XP available to members only. Summoning XP limited to constant 10% bonus. Bonus XP does not apply to quests, ancient effigies, strange rocks, lamps, distractions, or the assist system. See the website for details.
Bonus XP weekend! Weekend! Weekend!
That's the best update question ever.
Even better than his last one. That one.
Oh, better than any of him. His. Oh, wow.
I feel like I should be watching TV.
Oh, that was great. I'll have to mute during the actual question.
Right.
Oh, that was awesome. That should be the last one, I think.
Wow, that was a good episode. You can just hear Devo going like, wow.
Wow, that's good. You know that was Devo.
Yeah, I'm not that bad. Sheesh. I remember people.
Okay. Yeah, that was on your birthday weekend when we were doing bonus XP and you were off celebrating.
Oh, right. Wow. How did I even know that? I wasn't even on this show and I remember this. Well, I don't remember it, but I recognize the voice. Still, that's impressive for me. I'm proud of myself.
So that puts us in March now.
Okay.
And, you know, that's Uncle Dano with his excellent audio questions there. So, yeah. Thank you, Uncle Dano, for those.
Congratulations, Uncle Dano. You have... so far been the most interesting person on this clip show. Congratulations.
And you know, that is something to be proud of with this, because, you know, it was bonus XP weekend and you made King Cola laugh really loudly.
It was bonus XP weekend! Weekend. No, I really cannot do that justice at all.
No, it's hard to do a reverb without actual effect, so... Anyways, that was episode 299. Moving on to 300 now, the one that Chief liked. We make the best bits boring. Unfortunately, I don't have that clip here.
Do it you for done? You. Okay. Yeah, I'm done.
Whoa! Episode 300. Ooh! Welcome back, Chiefy. My question this week is... have you guys ever played Quiz Bowl? And Shane, you helped me win a Quiz Bowl match by talking about Canadian politics all the time. So yay! Congratulations on episode 300. Love, Earth.
Ok, Okay, before we dive into that, you could have made your question about 20 seconds shorter. So consider that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was just going to say no. Okay, shh, shh, shh. Let me answer this myself. Earth, you need to make your questions shorter because otherwise they take up too much time. While we could be talking about more important things. Yay. I'm done.
Okay. Quizbowl? I think you did a good imitation there. Uh-oh. Silence.
Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't realize. I'm on my end going, Shane, why aren't you responding to me?
Well, what happened?
And then it's like, beep, beep. And I'm thinking, what? What are you doing? What's gone wrong on your end? I just muted myself.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, you did a good imitation of them there, I think.
As I was trying to say, did he end up making his questions shorter?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's good.
And he mostly just got to the point and then just ended them off right after that. So we were happy with that.
I'm glad to hear that. Good work, Earth.
All right, next up.
You've come a long way, my friend. I think.
Yeah, he's not harmless. I mean, he's not harmful. So, anyways,
I
next
bet he isn't.
Episode 301, dealing with the sea shanties. We had some fun with this one.
Long in a crate filled up with nanas, but devoid of all sultanas. The rum ye concealed and the crate ye sealed and smuggled it off Karamja.
Arr, that don't rhyme.
Ah, shut it, you.
Shut it, you.
Wow.
I can't tell if that's the best thing ever or the worst thing ever.
In rum deal. The following events took place from October 2000.
Wow, what is that?
That was a piece of music that Jagex produced and put out to promote the new Pirate Quest.
That's
it was
pretty
it promoted
impressive,
the new quest, and then it highlighted what happened in the old quest, so people could do that, because this series was going back all the way to 2001.
Oh, yeah, I think I actually remember that.
So they did produce that music, and as everybody heard there, we did have some fun with that. So I enjoyed that episode.
Oh, that's good.
All right, episode 302 now, with the mysterious Japanese woman. And it should be noted that Earth was actually on this episode.
ホームの仕事は最高のものです。それはあなたがスマートになります。
Thank you.
All right.
If that's your idea of an April Fool's joke, Shane, that's really terrible.
Anything else that you want to say?
Shane, why do you have an Asian woman locked in your basement?
I don't think that's actually what's happening, but do you have anything else on homework?
Nothing more on homework.
Okay.
Wait, so why was there a Japanese woman?
Well, the thing is that there is a question in the show notes that had a Japanese signature on it. I didn't know what language it was at first, so I copy and pasted it, and then I pasted it into Google Translate. And then after that,
Google does that.
And I thought, hey, maybe I can have some fun with these guys' minds and make mysterious Japanese woman sounds and make people think that Earth is playing these sounds for some reason to people. So yeah, the whole idea was to play these sounds to make people think that Earth was part Japanese and speaking in it.
I see.
That's the whole idea behind it. And the clever. Whole and the whole,
except that it's a Japanese woman.
Yeah. Apparently the question that Japanese text that I first did read above from Knack. Which makes sense. So, it was a Japanese signature.
Okay.
Anyways. So. Next up, episode 309, 305, I mean. I'm sorry. I misread my thing. But, episode 305, and some pre-show fun of me and you having some issues with our MacBook Ethernet ports.
Oh, that's cool.
What the hell was that?
You know how I was saying my Ethernet thing doesn't click in properly?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it came loose or something somehow.
Mine does that too. You got to be really careful with it. You got to be really careful with that. I don't know why it doesn't click in. It's like the port is too big for it or something.
Yeah. Well,
it's just sitting in there. If you give it a tug, it'll come out. Yeah. Or maybe we're using the wrong kind of cables. I don't know. It shouldn't be this funny, but it is, right?
It's funny because I just unplugged it again. And Skype, instantly reconnected after I plugged it back in. That was kind of cool.
Oh, God.
Will you still like recording that? That would be funny for the clip show. I'll write that one down. Oh, that's shocking. Okay. Where did I actually get up to before it cut out?
I just heard, what is the... So just start it over.
Okay. I'm okay. I still remember that. That was so terrible. Because I was just on my bed, I think. And
you have this cable plugged in and then it just disconnects.
Yeah. Because it reaches from my wardrobe over the other side of the room, and about as far as it can get is to my bed. So that really, really shouldn't happen. That's disturbing. That makes.
Yeah, I found that over time, if you use a different kind of cable, I don't know what kind of cables they are, but some cables just do not fit in there for some reason. It's like there's a specific kind of cable that will do it, but otherwise, you just have hope that it doesn't fall out.
Don't fit at all, or
well, I mean, it fits, but it doesn't click into place.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Especially for an Apple product.
I mean, the majority of that's probably the only time I have ever used the Ethernet cord with my MacBook.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to use Wi-Fi.
Because otherwise, I would use Wi-Fi, but the signal is not really strong enough for producing the show from in here.
Yep. So.
That's a shame. However, now I have my desktop. These annoyances are eliminated.
Yeah, and you really don't like OS X, do you?
No, I don't. I hate it. It's quite good for recording the show because, I mean, actually, it's ideal for recording the show because that's all I'm doing. I don't need to multitask or anything. But
yeah.
I'm going to take this way off track if I say anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have a few annoyances about OS X, but you're primarily a Linux user and you're happy where you are, so.
Yes. Yes. Let's leave this for another show, maybe.
Episode 309.
That's a topic for another show.
Yes. Well, maybe.
But, I don't even know.
Anyways, episode 309, post-show. If this goes up on YouTube or something, it's definitely getting pulled down. This is a Trekkie and one of the recurring themes that I mentioned. So have a listen to what Trekkie liked to do during the post-show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bye, guys. Later. Take care and stay safe, stay alive. All good? All good, Shane? Okay.
You said staying alive.
Oh, I forgot to mention that it's Friday today.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what happens when it's Friday.
Oh, God.
You sing the Rebecca Black Friday song.
Oh,
it's
God!
Friday. Gotta kiss.
Shut up.
I'll take disco over that any day. Go ahead, Trekkie. Continue.
I can't sing anymore.
I should go on after the show.
That was quite impressive. I'm looking forward to the rest of this theme, this recurring theme.
Yeah, so, you know, it wasn't funny that Trekkie just started singing that, but another funny part was that Tim just sticks up and starts singing something else at the same time. It was Tim in the background.
Oh, of course it was Tim. I thought it was Mike for a second, but I'm so sorry, Mike. And Tim. Oh my gosh. I was off to a good start. What did he start singing? I clearly wasn't paying attention.
The Friday song.
Oh, well, yeah, I heard him mention that. But...
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was...
we don't do that.
That was episode 309. Trekkie deciding that it was time to sing at the end.
This is why we don't record shows on Fridays. And this is why we don't say stay alive at the end of the podcast. What kind of sign-off is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he does live in San Francisco, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, it's a pretty dirty place for New Zealand.
Moving up to episode 312 now. In which we got some pre-show stuff here. First up is a slip of the tongue. My tongue, actually. So have a listen.
When is it ever not?
Paul, you're one of the few dumb Americans that I know.
Dumb Americans?
I mean, smart Americans.
Yeah, fuck you.
On the other hand, he doesn't know very many Americans, so that's probably another thing altogether.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Alrighty.
I was trying to turn that into a compliment, but it didn't really work.
Yeah. Oh, awkward, sorry.
We are recording, so that's good. RSBNB update 312 for Friday, June 10th, 2011 and 5. Yes, you see, I meant to say he's one of the few smart Americans I know, but for some reason that other thing just
came out wrong.
Slipped out. Yeah, it did. It did.
My phone. Oh my god, what do you. No! Sorry. My phone is completely ruining this moment.
Well, it's a clip show.
It's dying on me. Yes, it's a good time for my phone to be ruined.
And you know, that sound is actually going to make an appearance in the future. Just wait.
Stupid Android. It's actually really good, except my Android does not. It's not very good at calculating how much battery it has left, and so it dies on me several times. I've had this happen in... Oh, no, don't shut off, Justin. But put you on charge. I've had this happen once in class. So embarrassing. Oh my god, it's the loudest thing ever. Because you actually cannot stop it. It's just, I mean, it's a short noise, but...
Did it get confiscated?
No. It was just really embarrassing. And it was in the one class where the teacher is really anal about people using their phones in class.
Oh, okay. So, aside from that slip of the tongue and the little phone interruption there, one more clip from that episode, apparently to do with my viciousness.
He's a big Bruins fan.
Someone should take their skate and slice open the neck of the Bruins goalie.
Oh. Yeah, the last time that happened, it didn't work out very well.
Don't they have to wear neck guards now or something?
Very sad that you said
that. Yeah, but it can still happen.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
It was gruesome.
Just look up Clint Malarchuk on YouTube if you want to review how that goes.
I'm all right.
Doesn't it make sense that's a perfectly good tactic for making... For creating an advantage for you?
It's sports, not trying to kill people.
Yes, this is what I was trying to tell you a few days ago. It's just a game.
So? And then what's the point of playing if it's not to win by any and all costs?
Well, apparently...
You would be great in a war, but not in a game. I think you're taking it a bit too seriously.
No. After I talked to you that night, I was watching this DS9 episode where they go to the Holosuite and play baseball. I don't know if you remember that one at all, Paul.
You have to... A little more than that.
They play baseball against the Vulcan team?
Yeah. Well, anyways, I remember baseball was a recurring theme in DS9, but I don't remember that much.
See, the thing was that as they were getting going... Worf yelled to the other team, "Death to the opposition." When I watched that, I figured that's just like me.
So typical. That's the Shane I know.
Yeah.
Death to the opposition, though. That's pretty harsh.
Well, I didn't say those words, but I still think if you're playing, you should try and win, right?
That's pretty much New Zealand, come to think
of it. Oh, really?
I mean... If you've ever watched The Haka, I mean, you know what The Haka is, right?
Yes.
Haka, English translation.
It's a war dance, isn't it?
It is a war dance, yes. Assuming I can find... okay. It's actually slightly less gruesome than I expected.
Oh, okay.
Oh. It's actually really... boring. Oh well, it's in the middle. It just goes, "I die, I die, I live, I live, I die, I die, I live, I live." Never mind. But it originally it was pretty brutal, and it'd be talking about ripping off the heads of, I don't know. I could just be lying.
Yeah, yeah, that.
But I'm pretty sure I heard that once.
So you're saying my competitive spirit is like a New Zealand competitive spirit?
Yes, that's what I was comparing you to.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, at the moment it's the English translation is rather primitive sounding. Slap the hands against the thighs, puff out the chest. Bend the knees, let the hip fall. It actually sounds like dance movements or something.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to tell you how to do it, you know?
Yeah. Suddenly this sounds really pointless. Stomp the feet as hard as you can. I die, I die, I live, I live. I die, I die, I live, I live. This is the hairy man who caused the sun to shine again for me. Up the ladder, up to the top. The sun shines, rise. This is profound stuff. If you've ever watched New Zealand play rugby, shit's getting real. It's Yeah,
yeah, and don't they put on the warrior costumes too to make themselves look scary too?
Yeah, well, yeah, yes, traditionally they would, yeah. Wearing their grass skirts, sexy mofos right there.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about on that
no,
one?
No, not really. I probably got off on a wee bit of a tangent there.
Yeah, but that's okay. You're
promoting
my
culture.
Yeah, you're spreading the awareness of it and everything. So,
yep.
Well, you know, lots of cultures come from violent pasts. So,
yeah.
All right.
New Zealand.
Moving up to episode 314 now, in which King Kala and Asa discuss the Big Bang Theory.
Ooh.
Oh, Kala, I saw that you you mentioned on RuneWire that you started watching The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Ah, great show. Great show.
Doesn't Shane remind you of Sheldon?
Completely. Completely.
And I'm definitely Leonard.
Then who's Paul?
Paul would definitely be Howard.
I agree with that.
He definitely hits on girls a lot more than
I'm gonna send this to him after.
Have you been recording?
Oh
yes.
Yeah.
So who would Kuthrapali be? Rajesh Kuthrapali. I don't know, we don't have any East Indian mods.
Yeah.
That become rendered speechless when girls come around.
I hesitate to say Trekkie, but
oh, that's actually true. But, yeah, that works. I like this.
Yeah.
Good old Trekkie.
Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
Have you watched any of it yet?
No.
None?
No.
Come on, they're 20-minute episodes. They're pretty easy to watch.
You think I should?
I think you should watch the first season, at least. I think, actually, recent shows have been getting a bit kind of, you know, dragging out and more mainstream Americanized and stuff.
Yeah, but, more inappropriate stuff.
Well, not necessarily inappropriate. I think they're just getting less creative. At the beginning, it was all original and nerdy, so you would like those.
So what do you think of their comparisons?
I think they sounded pretty accurate. What were the other ones, the first few? I wasn't paying attention because I was
Paul
getting distracted
Howard,
by Ace's voice.
Trekkie, the East Indian one who gets speechless.
Paul Howard, totally, yes. Yep.
I forget who Kala said. I don't think he assigned himself one, but...
Oh, okay.
You get the idea. So
I'm assuming you would be Sheldon.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah. And, oh yeah, I forget you don't even watch this. How can I expect you to remember this? And Leonard. Leonard is probably King Kala.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I don't know if that got said, but he would
be. Yeah, that did. That did.
Yeah. Oh, God. Look at this. I know the mods too well. Who else is on there? No, that's about all the main characters. Penny?
Oh, that one
we don't have any female mods?
List. No. Nope.
It's kind of like you haven't hired anyone and not told me about it while I've been away. Haven't found a girlfriend yet, Shane?
No. No. No.
Oh, no, that would be King Color, if anything. So. Who am I kidding? It's never going to happen.
What's not going to happen?
No, I won't reveal any secrets for season 4. Don't worry, Shane.
Oh,
you'll find out when you watch it. But I've been watching How I Met Your Mother lately. That is a great show. I've only just started watching it. When I say only just, I mean several months ago. But I am powering through the seasons.
What are you going to say about Ace's voice?
That has any relevance. I'm sure I've said this before, right? But this confirms it. This is the first time I've heard his voice in a long time. But Asa sounds exactly like Michael Cera, which is the guy in movies like Juno I think he's in Juno.
I don't like that movie.
I didn't think you did, which is why it came to mind first. It's like, ooh, antagonize Shane. Michael Cera. IMDb, sure. Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Nope.
Superbad? Yeah, of course he's in Superbad.
Never seen
Superbad?
Those.
That's Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist?
Nope.
Holy crap. Year One?
Nope.
Youth and Revolt?
Nope.
Shane, oh my gosh. No, he's not really in anything else.
I've never heard his voice, so I can't tell you if that's true or not, but we'll believe what Chief says here.
Thank you. Although it would be nice if someone else agreed with me, because we all know geists.
Alrighty. That was episode 314. We're moving on to episode 315 now. Something that Paul thought about with regards to solid-state drives.
Ooh.
Sorry. Reading through, taking an online class, and all the responses in the forums get forwarded to me, and someone was comparing an SSD to virginity. It says, while you still have it, going without is not that big of a deal. Yet once you lose it, it's without, once you lose it, going without is torture. So, there you go.
Where did this come from?
Somebody responding on the forums that are for my online class.
Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah. So, there
anyways,
you go.
Back on track now, the RuneFest Q&A.
Indeed.
So the RuneFest.
Bit premature there, Shane.
Yes, I let my finger go a little bit too quick. But, yeah.
Oh, right. That's interesting that they got away with posting that on their class forums. Although, I suppose if he gets an email to him, then...
Yeah, then and you know, it is university after all, so...
Yeah. This reminds me of something that my friend Richard was telling me about. He's in some second year classes, so I don't get the same emails as him. But I think someone managed to I forget what it was. They must have managed to hack something. What are you doing? I can hear some weird noise.
No, that's not me.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, someone managed to hack the forum for one of his classes somehow. And they started sending out... Oh, no! It was to do with the mailing list and how they could just add their forum email to any mailing list or something, and everyone would receive messages. I don't know. It was really weird. But anyway, someone added this email address or mailing list to a gay porn website. And so suddenly, I don't know how it worked, but everyone who was in this class started receiving gay porn in their inboxes. And the university didn't find out about it until a couple of days later or something, because, of course, it wasn't publicized. It was just an email thing.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Crappy explanation. But
and how does this relate to the... Oh, I guess just the fact that anybody can post anything on a kind of mailing list kind of thing like that.
You can't prevent people from seeing stuff like that because it just goes straight to their inbox and then it's there and the university can control it. Whereas if it was on the forums and people didn't get emailed about it, then they could delete it before anyone else had a chance to see it.
So did they find that who did that?
That's all. I don't think they did, no. No.
Teenagers and stuff these days.
It was pretty funny to hear about, but that's just me.
Well, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that.
No, well. Usually anyway. You wouldn't click something like that in your inbox when it comes in. It's yeah. just like, ooh, that's a wee bit dodgy sounding. Ooh, I don't really like the sound of, you know, a bit of todger and bum fun. That's not okay. me.
Can we move on to the next clip?
If you want to.
All right.
Thank you, by the way, Paul.
Episode 316, Space Prestige, with myself, Paul, and Matt. And you guys will remember Matt as the one who led the now defunct design crew.
Oh, yes. Very well.
It might be wrong, but I didn't know it's Stacey's mom.
That's your new ringtone.
See, Paul,
right there.
I asked you to come on the show. I knew he wouldn't do the quest, and I knew I needed someone normal to talk to.
Oh, damn, he's on
adorable.
Aw, damn, he's off. Shit.
So, we're in the middle of this, and we have this little connection issue, and he just starts singing that song.
Okay.
And you know, okay, you can do that, but I'd like to get back to the show now. So, you guys didn't hear that because I edited that out.
Okay. Wait. You wouldn't edit me out if I started randomly singing in the middle of a show.
Well, no, because you would have some kind of sense behind it.
No, I wouldn't. What if I just wanted to sing? I mean, then, it doesn't make sense right now if I wanted to sing, because now there is a meaning.
A what?
I have a motive behind my singing if I sung now. But,
you know, it's just, I just wanted to give Matt a moment on the clip show, because he used to do kind of odd stuff like that, so.
Fair enough.
And I got another one of his, too, which is another recurring theme on the show.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday. Get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun, 4 times. Looking forward to the
weekend. Right. Beep. So that was, that is another. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the beep.
There you go. I'm so good at this. Yeah.
That's another recurring theme of shows on Fridays. So, you know, Matt once again just decided to start blurting that out in the pre-show when we were doing that. Because, you know, they ask what day it is, and, you know, it's Friday. And, you know, what happens on Fridays?
Party and yeah.
Yes.
Party and yeah. Fun. That's all right. What happens on Fridays.
Yeah. So anyways, that's...
Or at least you will tomorrow, because it's the last day of work for the year.
Yay.
Yeah. Anyway.
So we'll hear more about that version of that song later on, but episode 319 now, and something that this was an okay job, but this is one time when I should have been recording right from the start when we were previewing this in pre-show. So this is what happened during the actual show regarding this.
Which episode is this, sorry?
319. Yeah, with you and me and introduction of something else that we've come to accept as usual for the rest of the year.
Oh no, returning with stories. Don't like the sound of this. Was handy of you. Okay.
Yep. Alrighty, so thank you for that question. Moving on to the last one now.
Thank you, Eric.
Which is something we enjoyed in the pre-show, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to brace myself again for this one. I might just mute myself, actually. Could get messy.
Oh, don't do that.
Da,
da, I won't.
Da, da.
This is RSBNB Update Questions for the month of July 2011. Episode 1. Whoops, and wands.
Hello, this is Iron Man 100.
And alongside him today is Sorensen 57.
First off, sorry if our questions are below par this week, but we spent far too much time in that opener.
And a special thanks to the Liquid Courage that encouraged us to do this.
That was a bit of a mouthful, my friend.
I'm pretty sure Shane can take a bit of a mouthful.
Indeed,
indeed. My first question today, for those of you that have seen the latest Harry Potter film, do you think it lived up to the reputation to complete the series of the last seven? And do you think the climactic fight between Voldemort and Harry was a bit too rushed? Over to you, Armin.
Thanks, Jonathan. First off, Shane, just want to say my name's not Railroad Man 100. It is Real Robots Man 100. Just a little nitpick there I have for you. Since you're so... Anyway, I must say, I love the new whip design. I think it's pretty sexy looking. But do you think it will ever be powered up, or, you know, the stats increased a little bit?
I think it should be powered up a bit, as 80 Slayer does take longer to get than 80 Dungeoneering.
That's a good point, but let's leave this question to Shane. He is the expert.
Go, Shane.
Anyway, I think that wraps up episode 1 of RSBNB Update Questions.
I've been your helpful host, Sorensen57.
And this is Iron Man, signing off.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Woo! Now, you know why we both found this one funny? This, you tell why you found it funny.
There are a lot of reasons why I found this one funny. One or two inappropriate reasons. I think most of the listener base will be able to figure it out for themselves.
Okay. Is that something I'm missing then?
You said something.
I did?
No, sorry. I didn't hear you. But basically, I'm just shocked that that kind of a question came from New Zealand. Wow. I mean,
we don't get that many questions from New Zealand there. So
yeah, and that was two people, two Kiwis, like, coming together as one. That was a beautiful thing, really.
Yeah, that is really great. So
I think we need to start answering these, otherwise I'm going to forget what they actually asked by the time that we...
Yeah, I really wish this would have been in the actual show, but I slipped right into the right theme of this question in the pre-show. You want to tell them what I did?
Unfortunately, Shane wasn't recording at the time, so we couldn't have just made it a clip from the pre-show and stuck it in, you know, at the end of the year, but... As soon as we stopped previewing this clip at the beginning, Shane started speaking in a New Zealand accent. He just naturally,
which I didn't even intend to do.
Language accent. Which, yeah.
Well, the word was can't, right? But that we just
wow. Kind of... There he goes again.
I thought that was Australian. That was more Australian than New Zealand. I thought.
It's pretty much identical, but I think it's one of those edges, the New Zealand, the Kiwi edge that you get, I think, after you've actually, you know, been in the country, you'll start to sound more Australian and more more like a New Zealander than
Or if you spend more time around people like that, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, even though you spend a lot more time around me than you do around Australians, you still sound like an Australian, so kind of...
That's depressing.
That theory. I don't know. Yes, it was a pretty impressive New Zealand / Australian accent. It was one word.
Okay,
but, you know,
that
word means.
That was a long one, wasn't it?
Still, probably one of the best ones, though.
Yes, I would agree.
Best audio questions ever.
And you know, there might have been a few. Bad connotations in there, but I think the idea behind the production of the question was a good thing, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
And those people have continued to send in questions, as they mentioned, Arman and Sorensen 57, so congratulations to them for continuing that. And you know, the New Zealand accent thing, it's really too bad I wasn't recording that. Because it really was just a spontaneous thing that happened.
Again.
What?
You can do it.
What did I do?
Say can't.
Can't.
Average attempt. No. Average attempt. Again. Yeah, see? Again.
It just happens spontaneously. Otherwise, it doesn't happen the way it's supposed to happen.
We need to get some more Kiwis around you, Shane.
But it's
or
it's
even Australians.
And...
dare I say it?
So, anyways,
Australian blood in ya.
Yes. No, you sounded Scottish there almost.
Really?
Yeah, I think you did.
Ew.
But, anyways, so it's really too bad that I wasn't recording when we were first previewing the question, because it was a good thing in pre-show. So, anyways, but the questions from R.R. Man and Sorensen 57. You said you liked it for a few ways that aren't really appropriate. Since this is the clip show, do you want to elaborate on what those are?
Oh, you might have to play it again so that I can point them out individually. I'm sure that, well, I'd probably not even be able to do it justice. I'd probably only point out, half as many as they actually put in there. But the number of, what are they called? The number of dirty things that they put in there disguised as other things, euphemisms. Yes. I can't.
Yeah, that's
no,
the right
I don't
word.
Know if that's the word I'm thinking of. But
yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, close enough. The number of euphemisms that they put in there. I think they just wanted to make that question or those questions as disturbing as possible.
For
just
the
under
the
surface.
Listener base.
So, yes. And for me, but evidently not for you. So it worked to their advantage quite well. I think that was genius, personally. And
the
for that reason,
nature of the two Kiwis coming together thing.
Yeah. This is what happens when Kiwis come together. But I have added them on Facebook now. By the way, that was.
So you did fulfill that from the other.
I did fulfill that from the other week. Or two ago, yes.
So our man can poke you now.
So, yes, he hasn't yet. He's probably too afraid, intimidated by my awesomeness. And, but, I don't know. There you go. It just goes to show, if you send in questions that are that cool, you could get me to add you on Facebook.
You never know.
You never
Anyways.
Know. That's right.
So, we'll be on the lookout for Accent Patrol in the future.
Yeah, and if you can do a good impression of a Kiwi accent.
And you know the reason they did say...
close enough, I'll let you.
They did say... I just lost my train of thought there. Anyways.
I did say...
That was episode 319, Returning with Stories.
Okay.
Oh, yes, that's
so
what it was named
So we're not
going
to play it again
that.
So that I can point things out?
No. Well, do you want me to? Oh. I can.
Well, I don't know. How much time do we have? How many more clips?
We're about 60% of the way through. Maybe we should just
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We need to keep going.
Okay.
I didn't think we would have this many.
Returning with... Yeah, neither did I. It's called Returning with Stories because we both... I came back from my trip and you just came back from France.
Yeah, I thought it was something like that.
So, anyways, onwards to episode 320. They really start picking up and getting shorter from this point on, so we're kind of on the downward slope now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there wasn't very much time to begin with, so
it was much more interesting looking at ice on the wall that I thought was fake, right?
Yeah, and then you not believing me that it was actually real, so then you had to go and touch it, and then you said, "My God, that's cold."
You should have licked it.
Wow, Shane, ice was cold.
Well, you didn't think it was real.
Well, my idea of the whole place was kind of on the rocks because I was next to the global warming exhibit thing on the wall there.
So he decided to not trust someone who's actually been there like at least a dozen times before. Oh. It was pretty funny.
So you were on this episode, and the thing in right, I forgot. I'm sorry. And the thing was that this was after my trip, and I met up with their Kula, and we went to the museum there, and they had this wall of ice, and I touched it because I didn't think it was real, and it was cold. So that's what that clip was about in pre-show.
All right.
So next up is something favorite that you liked during this episode.
Of the video. Yeah. That's what I... Yeah.
Oh, that's a great song. I love that one. Who said that to him?
Brad did.
I think we can just play this over and over again.
Yes, we can.
Smooth jazz.
We could just have this in the background during most of the show right now. I mean,
epic pelvic thrusting going on right now.
Ah, that's good.
No, keep it going.
Do you remember Epic good. Sax Man?
I do. Epic Sax Guy, actually. Sheesh.
Oh, okay.
Get it right. No. I remember him very well. I love Epic Sax Guy. And I even have the original songs where that loop originated from.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That is how amazing I think Epic Sax Guy is.
All right. And no, we did not use that for the... we did not play that during the show, even though it was suggested since we were just going to talk about behind the scenes. So
we should have... Was that all from behind the scenes, that clip?
Yes. Oh, or no, okay. That was from that was from pre. No.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's heard it before.
Never before heard. There you go.
Now we're into post-show... Where we came up with the title, you guys came up with this title regarding the game. So, yes.
Definitely decided this time. Sorry, Shane.
Yes.
Yes.
But what exactly are we touching?
All of the things.
I just said touch RuneScape. I haven't touched RuneScape since I got back. I don't see what the harm in that is.
It's not what you have or haven't touched, Shane.
Well, it's what Paul's quote said. It says, since I got back, I haven't touched it in any meaningful way. Maybe 3 to 4 times per week. Which is true. You haven't touched RuneScape in a meaningful way. Right? Yep.
Exactly. It's exactly how you said it. It couldn't be construed as any other thing.
And I think it And I think it was really funny because it was talked about how we all don't really touch it in any... We haven't touched it in any meaningful way for quite a few years now.
It's sad that this never got to be in any of the shows before. But at least now it's...
At least now it's out there, right?
It's out there, yep.
So, what exactly... So, the title was We Touch All the Things, when I wanted We Touch RuneScape in a meaningful way, because I said I hadn't touched it in a meaningful way since I got back, but some reason, three of you guys wanted We Touch All the Things, which I still don't get.
I don't get it either, but it's a meme.
Okay. All right. So. Then here's the actual title of it in for the show. This is RSBNB Update, episode 320, recorded Saturday, August 6th, 2011. We touch all the things. Note, I didn't put the this title.
Perfect.
Good.
Perfect. I agree.
Wait, is that the actual thing that you went with in the end?
Yes, that's what I put in for the title of the show.
Oh my god. I don't
minus
think
they're chuckling at the end.
It, but well done. Well done. Thank you for doing that.
Yep. And there's one more on this, but that was, suffice to say, the highlight of that episode.
I do this, And his fist.
X all the white. Okay, it is a broom. Never mind, because it's because the first one was clean all the things.
Oh, shit. We didn't mention RSBNB's birthday. That's the whole reason I got you all together here.
Not at all. Oh, wow.
Okay, that's the new picture.
You can just... Wow, people want me. You can write that in the post show or something.
So,
thank you for that.
It was August 7th, and the whole point of this big group was to discuss the RSBNB birthday, but I forgot to put it in the notes, and nobody mentioned it, as you could hear by my frustration in that clip.
Yeah, because we would remember, wouldn't we?
So, yeah, RSBNB's birthday is in August. Anyways, so... any other stuff you want to discuss on that one, or should we move on to the episode
Let's go.
All right. That was so-called the Moralizer. So let's just...
I know who was in this one.
Yeah, we're just going to... I'm going to bite my tongue, and we're going to play some clips from this episode.
Oh, and I think that's us. As always, this is RMN 100.
I can only use Quick Chat.
That's Sorensen, by the way.
It's time for Shane's Quiz of the Week!
Ba-da-bum.
If the plural of cactus is cacti, then what's the plural of compass?
It's compasses. Everybody knows that.
And he did say that's a bit of Shane in me, so...
He shouldn't say that, Shane. Nobody should ever say that.
Oh, I'd be so happy if there was a bit of Shane in everyone, you know? So, Quick Chat filters. If someone has their filter off, should they get muted?
I'm sorry, Shay.
Can
I just rewind there? Can you just say what you said again?
Why? I don't get it. I'm having a bit of Shane in them.
In everybody.
Yeah, so?
I don't
get what the heck you're laughing about.
Okay, let's move on. That's definitely a clip show one.
Do you understand yet?
No.
Okay, good. Next one?
All right, next one is something you should be very concerned about as well as me.
Hinge, but it does look orangey to me. Orangey, reddy, pinky, something in the middle there.
And then look at the other one. That's what apparently a magic tree is going to look like.
That looks good.
But how can a tree have purple leaves? I don't get that.
Shane, it's a magic tree in a fantasy kingdom called RuneScape. It doesn't all have to make sense. In this game... By combining together some arbitrary items, you know, you can make a little demon that will follow you around. And your main complaint is, how can the tree have purple leaves? You need to get
last week they were green. And if you go to the other side of the world, they're green still. And now they're purple.
You've been no-lifing. 97.
I don't get that.
83 prayer. 83 summoning.
I'm actually on the road to 95 prayer.
Just by the way, actually getting 95 prayer at the moment.
Yeah, I did. I did get 95 prayer.
Oh, bitch, QED.
And those two clips are from Jason. So thank you for sending those in. And do you share my apprehension about the magic trees, or am I alone in that?
No, I think you're very alone in that. I love purple, personally. Purple is my favorite color.
Okay, but I don't
get purple
trees.
I could not be more thrilled that magic trees are purple. Again, how can... I mean, previously... Actually, I don't know if I still do, but previously magic trees had stars that would fall from the top of them.
Yes, that's right.
Explain that, Shane.
But a tree's leaves are green. How are there's purple? Only trees I've had seen that have purple leaves
magic.
Are dead trees.
It's a magic tree. It's allowed to have purple leaves. It's... not like the others.
All right.
Do you need magic, Shane?
No.
then maybe you should not play this game.
I'm starting to think that. Anyways, thank you for sending those in. This next clip is regarding Brad's definition of me. No, but I was representing the more conservative players of the game.
Okay, hang on a second. And what was your issue with this?
There's too much exposure.
Hang on a second. To everybody who listened to the show before, you will enjoy this. But I was reading this book the other day. And don't worry, Shane, it's all completely above board. It's nothing rude. And I came across this passage. And it reminded me of a certain someone that it may also remind you of. A moralizer is a person who seeks to impose upon others his view of how they should live and behave. Everyone is entitled to a view about what counts as acceptable behavior, and everyone is entitled to put it forward as eloquently and forcefully as he can. But moralizers go much further. They want others to conform to their views, and they seek to bring this about by coercion, employing means which range from social disapproval to legal control. They show at least several of the following: insensitivity, intolerance, unkindness, lack of imagination, failure of sympathy, absence of understanding, ignorance of alternative interests and needs in human experience, and arrogance in believing that theirs is the only acceptable way. They defend their actions by saying that they are trying to defend others from harm, thereby claiming not only a monopoly on moral judgment, but the right to decide on others' behalf what is good for them. Does that remind you of anyone?
So, yeah, I agree, that is me. And I perfectly think that's a good idea. I think older people and companies in general have a duty to protect people from this kind of stuff.
Shane, you want Rick Perry to be president, don't you?
No, Mitt Romney, actually.
You want the Mormon?
Yes.
America's never going to
see
a black Mormon.
Oh, I miss Brad sometimes.
You do?
Yep.
Really?
He brings out the best in you, Shane.
I hope you're kidding.
Only a little bit.
Okay. Well, anyways, that clip was sent in from Marumska, and that was me defending good values and good taste that people should be standing up for. In the...
Sorry, it's just that's open to interpretation.
Well, I'm just thinking of what a parent would like to see if they were listening to, or their kid was listening to RSVNB Update.
That's conservative all. Parent, perhaps.
Yes. Well, aren't all parents like that in sure making their kids are safe?
In that respect, but I don't know, it depends. This is safety for kids. That's a completely different thing. Anyway.
That's a topic for another show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, previous show, but
yeah, I don't know.
Right. Anyways, that's it for 322. That's the end of Brad Woodward. So, moving on to episode 323 now.
Mind. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Oh, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything as time is going, thinking on and on.
Where's
everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see
what?
My friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take? Friday,
cruising so fast, I went time to fly. Fun, think about fun, you know what it is. I got this, you got this, my friends is by my right. Hey, I got this, you got this. I don't know how she sings that thing.
Did you need more material?
Are you laughing at his Are you laughing at his version or the version I was playing?
Both.
Yes.
It was episode 323 with Trekkian Earth.
I thought so. That was slightly disturbing. Why does Tricky know those words? What exactly. Song even is that? That's
parody just of some the Rebecca Black Friday song.
Sick derivative of the real song, and yet Tricky knows the words. I mean, it's one thing to know the words to the song itself, but although, I mean, they're not really that complicated lyrically. But still, what? Where did that come from?
The derivative?
Yes, yeah.
My Twitter stream. Some guy on Twitter posted it as a cover. I downloaded it, and that has become somewhat of a trend for
I bet you did.
People on Friday, so. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, Trekkie really seems to like it, so I figure why not just encourage him, right?
How did he know where that came from?
I have no idea how he knew those words. He just did.
YouTube poor.
So anyways, yeah.
Horror.
And you heard how much fun Earth had with that.
Yes. I can imagine he would have had fun with that as well.
I was kind of hoping he would join him, but I had to settle for just Trekkie on there, so. Anyway.
Fair enough. I mean, that's quite an ask.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on to episode 324 now, and on the topic of vampires.
Oh, dear.
This week was the last update for August, the Branches of Darkmire, which is the newest quest in the Myrek storyline. So, basically, you actually get to deal with the vampires now. That sounded like a cat, didn't it?
I actually thought that was just you blowing your nose or something for a second.
Oh, okay. Well,
trying to get back
know.
At me for earlier.
No. I don't know. What sound do the vampires in Twilight make?
I don't know. Maybe we should ask Zent Twilight. Zent Twilight, I just saw. He asked us a question this week. How fitting. I don't know what sound vampires are supposed to make. They don't really have
sound. I don't know. That, I think
in Twilight, they just sparkle. That's their thing.
Which these vampires do not do in the quest. So, yeah.
It's good to see Jenkins has gone down that path. Although they probably could have made a lot more money if they made them sparkle.
And climb trees.
Climb trees, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Good old vampires.
Yeah, you should know what a vampire kind of sound that makes now, do you?
Well, I was a pretty generic, moody sort of a vampire. So, I don't know. But I recorded all my vampire stuff after this, I think.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, way after. Yeah.
But I think I sound like a cat, kind of. An upset cat.
In a way, yes, actually, I think you did sound like a cat. Yep. More so than a vampire, at least. Yes.
Which is unfortunate. But anyways, that was a good quest of the year. And
good try.
I look back on that as one of the positive updates of the year. So anyways, moving forward
because
now.
Because it was full
episode
of epic.
Yes, that's right. That was the title. Good memory.
So good.
That's right. I think that's got to be our best title of 2011. What do you think?
Epic, no, epic, epic. No. There were better ones.
Yeah, we should have done
I don't know
an awards
which
thing for
one
this,
was
but
the best off the top of my head. But,
yeah, I don't know. Anyways, 326, which was titled The Armadill Massacre.
Ooh.
Last election, actually. Someone else ran. I can't remember who.
Anyways, do you have any other thoughts besides that you don't like Rick Perry?
That's all I'm going to say. That's it. I'm going to piss someone off so bad. And I already know five people off my hand who is already pissed at me right now.
Well, clearly you've already pissed off Rick Perry, so there we are.
Well, he doesn't.
Well, probably not. He probably doesn't listen to us. That would be kind of cool if he did, though. But now he probably wouldn't after this, so good job. You just alienated Rick Perry from listening to our show, Trekkie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyways.
Do that.
Well, let's see here. We have...
Yeah, Trekkie,
you're going to have to explain this one to me.
Well, do you know who Rick Perry is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Rick Perry is a Republican U.S. presidential candidate who is running for the nomination.
Okay.
Yep. He's very conservative. He is thought of as the most like George Bush Jr.
Oh.
So that's kind of what Rick Perry is.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, so that's why Trekkie didn't like him. And then that discussion went on for about, maybe another 8 minutes or so after that, and based on Republican nominees and Obama. And then Trekkie decided it was time to move on by closing with this little statement. It's relatively civil and somewhat moderate in the sense of Republicans, like Mitt Romney is... More moderate in the sense of who the other choices are is a good way to combat Obama.
Okay, then let's shall we move on to the next question, shall we? Before we go into before I kill Shane over the internet by sending him a virus. All right, question from Nomad. All right, dear Shane, Kula, and Trekkie, what do you think? What do you think about why?
Good old Trekkie.
Yeah, he was kind of upset because we kept ruffling his feathers. Rather, I did about that because you know he's an Obama fan, and but yeah. So he wanted to move on after that. So, anyways, that was our discussion of Rick Perry, both of us put together on episode 326, I believe that was. Yes. So, there's one more for this. Another kind of slip-up from Trekkie. I'll let the clip do the explaining.
Okay. Nope.
Only time I even dab in that stuff is when I'm doing a, you know, little short video that I upload to YouTube. And that's really just to, you know, set up faps. Fraps. Ooh, that's gonna be bad.
I wonder what you're thinking about. Well, with YouTube, with me, I only use it to watch videos. I never upload any YouTube videos. Starting today, you can make your YouTube video shine with just a few easy clicks.
Was he trying to say Fraps?
Yes, Fraps.
As
the,
in
the recording program.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Easy mistake, Trekkie. We've all been there before. Don't worry, bro.
Yeah, I think it was an honest mistake, but... I couldn't help but noticing Kula there, so I just had to put this clip in. after a quick little Google, it became apparent what the issue was.
Oh, Shane, really? You did not Google that. You would not have got very pleasant results.
No, I did not.
No.
So, anyways.
Oh, moving right on.
You want to move on now?
That would be very pleasant.
All right, episode 328 now, Translating Life with King Kula and Earth. This is an Earth clip, actually.
Okay, Shane. 7 a.m., waking up to the rapture. Zombies smell flesh, gotta hide downstairs. Running for my life, gotta save my soul. Seeing everything, the Lord is coming. Ticking on and everybody's dying. Gotta get down to the gun shop, gotta grab some guns to kill the undead. Kicking in the back door, scratching on the front door. Gotta make my mind up. How can I escape? It's Judgment Day. Judgment Day. Gotta repent on Judgment Day. Everybody's looking forward to the rapture. Does that make
that
you feel?
Is that what you guys sing down south there?
Down south. Oh.
funny zombies, because it's true.
Zombies, yeah, zombies.
Well, raptures. I thought that was a religious thing.
It's a cult thing, more like.
Unfortunately, I don't think even the people down here are that dumb. And that's saying a lot.
Some of them are, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Beep.
That is right. Yeah, so that was another, that was Earth's parody of the Rebecca Black Friday thing regarding the rapture.
He did quite a good job of that.
Yeah, I think he found it somewhere online, so you could probably find it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, he did do a good job of actually parodying it. He sounded very
authentic. Yeah, I know. It sounded like he was going to be rapping or something, didn't he?
Sort of, yeah. No. I don't know. But it sounded authentic, like I said.
Yep.
It was good.
So.
Very well done.
Anyways.
Thank you.
See? You're making progress with Chief here. Are you still scared of him?
A wee bit, yes.
Okay.
Mostly, yeah.
Alrighty.
Oh,
episode 330 now. King Kala was on, and we discussed iOS 5, and specifically a commercial that was created, a fan commercial that was created for iOS 5.
Yet. I'm going to try it sometime.
Yeah, so... Anyways, I'll just play a bit of this video because it's the sound that's mostly in it.
Read me the message.
New message from K. Bad news. Combustible lemons failed. Can you meet us at 10?
Reply, definitely. I'll see you there. Play my running mix.
Oh, joy.
What's the traffic like around here?
The traffic will be slow and meaningless. Just like your sad little life. She won't mind. She doesn't really love you anyway.
Is it going to be chilly in San Francisco this weekend?
Not too cold. Your few extra pounds should be suitable insulation to keep you warm.
What about Napa Valley?
I hear it's beautiful there. Unlike you.
How many cups are in 12 ounces?
Let me think. Do you really need to make those extra cupcakes?
Set my timer for 30 minutes.
Okay, 30 minutes and counting. Until I end your sad attempt at a life. New notification from Sandy Chen. Are we still on for dinner tonight? Perhaps you should have a snack instead. You're looking a little heavy.
Reply. Sure, I'll be there.
Here's your reply to Sandy Chen. Sure. I will be there. Me and my extra 20 pounds.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh. That was Siri for iPhone, inhabited by GLaDOS from Portal.
GLaDOS Siri. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like what the Portal thing would say. Have you ever played
Portal?
It does. Portal?
It does sound exactly like that. Yeah, that was good. I want one of those things. I would get an iPhone if I could get Siri to be that cool.
I wonder what it would say for you. Because I don't think you
wouldn't really have much to say.
Pounds or you're heavy. I don't know if your life is sad and meaningless. I'm
exactly.
sure it'd think
I would,
something.
I would want to get one just for the challenge, just to be able to see if it could come up with anything to depress me with.
That's the thing I like about Portal the most, is the little interactions between the computer and your player.
Of course.
So, yeah. Anyways, there's one more clip from this episode discussing how things really are not that bad and you could be like an African country instead.
Oh, that would suck.
Well, it's
come
like
and execute you in the street or something, you know.
Well, it's like the old adage: if you stub your toe, if you look down the street, they'll have someone with a broken leg, and if they look down the street, there'll be someone dying of cancer. You know,
exactly.
A stub toe still really, really hurts. You know,
but there are worse things that could be happening.
It's true, but I mean, that's not exactly a valid argument. You know, it's not like, say, it's not to say, you know, come on, the U.S. You shouldn't be rioting or whatnot. You shouldn't be protesting. You could be Zimbabwe, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think I think a better way to put at it is, come on, USA, you could be a better country. You could be more like Canada, for instance. You could be more like Norway or Japan or lots of other great countries that are good to live in and have, you know.
Yes, it could be more like Canada.
Yes. The whole genesis from that came from the fact we got a question about an uprising in the U.S. and whether or not we think that could happen. Of course, the answer to that was no. But the thing was is that things really are not that bad. I mean, the U.S. isn't as bad as Zimbabwe, but things could be better. They could strive to be like a different country, like he said. So, I don't know. I just thought the Zimbabwe reference there was nice.
Yeah. So. You and your Mounties.
Yep, the RCMP, which is Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So... What, you guys don't have any kind of police, national police force like that?
Not Mounties.
Mounted on horseback.
Why only would that be useful?
Only ceremonial, though. Only for ceremonial purposes.
I don't think we do anyway. I hope we don't. That would be embarrassing.
Episode 331. Blanking questions from Maremska, this clip.
Answer that one.
Yes,
fully.
We did.
Yes.
Hello, like, Shane, Paul, and Asa. I would like to start out with a bit of a rant. So I'm reading this instead of Paul. DEFCON 2 is out freshly this week, which is cool, but it reminds me that Halloween is just around the corner. But blank kids will be blanking, knocking on my door and asking for lollies on a holiday which we don't celebrate. Other blanking word.
WTF, mate.
It used to happen, never happened prior to the last couple of years. If more of these things happen, we may as well celebrate Thanksgiving. Other blanking word.
WTF.
Okay.
You can say WTF.
With my rant out of the way, I would like to ask some RS-related questions. Since the Bandos Godsword...
So, I didn't even understand that question because it was so heavily censored that it was impossible to understand.
Well, he was complaining about Halloween and people coming knocking on his door because Maremska is from Australia.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been something to do with that. Yeah.
Just probably would have made more sense at the time. Yeah. So, I implemented my own self-censoring there. And he also liked the way that Paul said WTF, mate.
WTF, mate.
Yeah, it sounded rather Australian, so. Anyways. We'll try. One more from that episode in which we talk about Paul's favorite word to as a curse.
Oh, dear.
And Paul, no swearing, please.
No promises.
No butt sack, no ball sack, no F words, no crap.
What
no
the hell's shitty, a butt sack?
I don't know, I thought that's something you said last night.
Why would I say butt sack? That doesn't make any sense.
Butt sack?
Butt sack.
Are you recording already? I hope that goes on the clip show. That'd be pretty awesome.
No, he said it last night when we were playing TF2.
I wouldn't say butt sack. No, Balzac.
Oh, okay.
That town that you guys have. All the Balzacians who live there.
Okay.
It's an actual town. Well, Vermont has Gaysville, so it's not like... Yeah, so... Well,
and there's I think it's like Hell, Ohio or something.
There's a Hell, Michigan.
Yes, that's it.
And thank you very much, Twisted Metal 3, for that one.
That was Asa again.
Good old Canada.
Yeah, we with, can count on Balzac, Alberta. See, that's where his...
In Gaysville.
Yeah, Vermont. So basically, he liked the term ballsack as a expression of anguish. So and then realized that, hey, that sounds like Balzac. And then there's a Balzac, Alberta. So that was the reference right there.
Yeah. That's a terrible expression of anguish, by the way. But
yeah, well, that's his, not mine. So
okay.
Him where that comes from. But
I'm glad we cleared anyways. That up.
Thank you, Paul. All right, next up is episode 332 with another question from Uncle Dano, kind of paralleling the question we first opened up with earlier in the show here.
On the 25th of October in the year of our Lord, 2011, Jagex unleashes an unprecedented attack against the evil horde of dishonorable bots. The world of Gelinor is restored to its former glory, and the citizens of RuneScape rejoice. Greetings, illustrious hosts. Uncle Dano here. I, for one, am elated at the recent measures taken by Jagex to eliminate the opportunity to utilize in-game macros or bots. The playing field has now been restored, whereby players can now once again play with honor and integrity. I anticipate this elimination of the bots will have a dramatic effect not only on the RuneScape economy, but also on the overall atmosphere and gameplay within the game. What do you gentlemen think will be the greatest positive effect as a result of the removal of bots from the game? Thank you for taking my question, and as always, I wish you Godspeed and another fine bot-free day in the scape to you all. Sincerely, Uncle Dano.
So that was right after the bot nuke. Kind of when we were all still holding our breath to make sure that it was actually going to happen. So we first wanted to get going, and we started wondering what we're most looking forward to. Now we're happy that the bots are gone, and that's what we were indeed most looking forward to. And we felt that we could all move forward after that.
That's good.
So thank you, Uncle Dano, for that. All right, now next one is up here from Brian. This relates to that sound you played earlier, and now I know the significance of that sound.
Oh my god, okay.
Do it.
I can show you all of them, but... Wow, that's really delayed. I can hear it on your end. It's really delayed. Okay, go.
Your mic really butchers the sound.
Shane,
when you told everyone to be quiet, the furnace just shut off.
So that was Alex, Tim, and Brian there.
Canada show.
Edmonton show.
Edmonton, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. What was that about the furnace shutting off?
Well, when I told everyone to be quiet, this was in post-show so I could record the title, Alex had his furnace shut off.
Oh, okay.
When I told everyone to be quiet, so it's like the furnace was listening to me.
Right.
So he was, Brian there was playing with these... With these sounds, so they're Android sounds. What does that sound mean? It meant that short sound, battery for you?
No, that sound is actually when your phone turns itself off because it has no battery left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we cannot like actually that sound from playing. It just blares out at maximum volume.
And they say iOS is the one that... likes to limit you from doing things, eh?
It's not limiting you from doing things. That's when your phone actually has...
Why can't you turn it off, then?
Why? What?
The sound.
Oh. That's probably the one thing that, you can't turn off. I'm sure they will have fixed that in later versions.
Okay. So. Android. Alrighty. Episode 333 now. This was the RuneFest debrief. There's really nothing much to clip from this episode except for our two openings that we have in here. So we had two openings. First, we had this one by Mark Gerhard.
Hi, I'm Mark Gerhard, and you're listening to RSBNB Update.
So this was actually recorded by Mark Gerhard for us, and we used it as the intro of the show, and we were deeply thankful to Matt for grabbing that recording, and even Mark Gerhard for actually saying those words for us. So thank you to the both of them once again for those.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so that was the highlight of RuneFest this year for us. So, but there is another file I was sent a few days later, once again recorded by Matt. I'll play it and then I'll tell you who it is.
Hi, it's Mod Poppy. You're listening to RSBNB Update.
I guess I don't need to say who it is when she says who it is, eh?
Yeah. I think I can guess that one, actually.
Yeah, Mod Poppy. And I also got a photo with this. And for anybody wondering, Mod Poppy actually does her RuneScape avatar in person and has the same color hair. Bright pink.
What significance does Mod Poppy actually have? What does she do?
She's head of community, I think.
Oh, boring.
But, you know, community is important when you're dealing with RuneFest and fan sites and everything like that, so.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yeah. So RuneFest was a good show once again, and we were happy to have both our RuneFest contributors on for that. Once again, thank you to you two, Matt and Raji, for going to RuneFest and sharing some of your experiences with us. For anybody wondering who wants to go listen to that great episode, that was episode 334. All right, we're rounding out the end here, heading on into episode 335 now, in which we discover what you really are there, Brad.
The title of this video is called Fangless, and it's basically about, I don't know.
Your double life.
I want to let everyone discover it for themselves. It's about...
we'll give you guys a bit of a teaser here at first.
It's about a boy who's having trouble fitting in at university. Basically. I don't know. It's good. How would you describe it?
I've always known that there was something different about me. My parents didn't seem to understand, and I'm only just getting to grips with what I am now. There are so many people who feel the same way that I do, that they were born in the wrong body. I was born in the wrong body. I'm man on the outside, but something different on the inside. Everything physical about me is man, but that's all.
There's your teaser.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And as
we all know that you are a last minute jitters. About what you are, maybe?
I still don't think it should be said. It can't be said. You need to find out for yourself.
Well, you once again, we'll have the links in the notes to this YouTube video called Fangless, and you did show your parents it eventually, right?
I did, yes. Yes. That was an interesting reaction. They were slightly concerned. They laughed initially, and then kind of there was a bit of an awkward moment when they realized that I might have been coming out to them. And then afterwards when they realized that it was, yeah, there was some tension relief there. But it was quite interesting. Showing it to them. Yeah.
Yeah, so as Brad said, the best thing is to watch this yourself and see what it really was about in this episode. So, YouTube Fangless will be in the notes at update.rsbnb.com. Alrighty, next up is episode 336 with a bit of a description on American holidays in terms of Jagex's point of view. My point of view as to what Jagex should be doing. So here we go. Anyways, that's that. And just one more piece of news with this week's game update. Turkey Protest is a little Thanksgiving event. Jagex created a Thanksgiving event for the American Thanksgiving. Reportedly, it takes about 2 minutes to do, and there's not much to it. And since I'm not American, I'm abstaining from participating in this episode.
You should just do it. It takes 2 minutes, like I said.
No, I'm not going to give Jagex another person that completes this update, so next year they can make a bigger Thanksgiving update, when quite frankly they're a UK company, and they should only be focusing on UK holidays, if they so choose to. Like, you don't...
They don't, and it's up to them to do it, so...
I know, but just because... You shouldn't focus on the Americans, because... There are some Americans out there who have this view that they're the center of the world, and by Jagex doing this, they are only reinforcing that view. And Jagex is a UK company, and really, I think they should take their own country into thought here.
One's other years, though.
So basically, you're saying they should also get rid of the Halloween updates, then?
Yes. Anything that's not UK based. I mean, I think Guy Fawkes Day is a thing in February that's UK, isn't it?
February? It's November the 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't we have an event for that then?
Because it's not really... There's not much you can do with it, really. You could slap on a mask and that's about it.
Light some fireworks and send them flying in the air and
well, there's already fireworks in the game. Just go get them.
Well, why don't Jagex encourage that then? This was an episode with King Kala and Mike on it. And as you could tell there, this was a really contentious episode for me. I just felt like I was really on the attack this entire episode, as you could probably hear there, regarding the Thanksgiving update. Which I didn't do in the end, and I'm happy about that.
You didn't do it? Wait,
no?
So you missed out on... I can't even remember what the reward was, but...
I don't know.
Even I did it.
You did it?
Yes.
When?
That's probably the highest you've gone, like, ever on the show, Shay. At Thanksgiving? I don't know. I just remember that I did it, because it was really quick. Didn't I do it?
You wouldn't do it, because it's like an Australian thing. I mean, you're a New Zealander. And you guys don't do Thanksgiving.
No, we don't do it. No, not at all. But I did it because it was in RuneScape. Didn't everyone? No.
Okay, so, all right.
Amateur, anyways, Shane.
Oh, well, I was slacking. I didn't go check out last week's update either. The Flash Powder Factory.
Oh, okay. I was tempted to, and then I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, eh.
Meh.
Alrighty.
Good on you.
So, there's two more clips from this one. Next one about occupying RuneScape. You can guess where that came from.
Yeah.
Occupying RuneScape.
So basically, over 99% of the people aren't getting featured on this, so occupy RuneScape.
if you follow RuneScape on YouTube,
no, seriously, as soon as I saw this, that was the vibe I was getting. Just more heaps and praise on the 0.1%.
Oh, that's great. Okay, back on track now. So that's the 0.1% being featured, and we're not. So we're the 99%. Yeah. We should start going to camp out in tents somewhere until we're featured and we get our demands met.
Yeah.
Or Goiny.
Oh, wow.
Now that would be a good RuneScape event.
Yeah, I want... Let's see, what do I want? I want a grand exchange tax on all transactions over 10 million GP. Yeah. I want weekly subsidies if I bring in less than 500k GP. I want JX to cover the cost of my runes. And I want free healing everywhere I go.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like Occupy Wall Street. They have far too many demands and not too many concise ones.
So a bit of context here. That was in terms of the you are one of 100,000 YouTube subscribers. They had people send in videos and then they put them into a 10-minute long video mashup of people that sent them in. So we're a part of the 99% that is unfairly represented in there. Hence, let's occupy RuneScape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that was fairly creative, and you know, that is the vibe it was condoning. And you know, I think why don't people do that in RuneScape if they have that issue compared to, you know, the occupiers in real life? You know, such a great idea.
I suppose so.
Yeah. So, anything else on that one?
No.
All right. This next thing is about RuneFest.
So, wait, is this the last one, or is this just the last one from that show?
Last one from this one. We still got one more number to do. So.
Four and three American cities.
Yep. My vote is going for London, because, quite frankly, I don't think that RuneFest would be as good if it was hosted in the U.S., because you have to keep in mind that JX will have to pay somebody and invest more money into sending somebody or a team over to live in the U.S. and set this thing up there, because you'd imagine they want to have hands-on people. That's reason number one. Reason number two is that I think the people who play RuneScape in the U.K. appreciate the whole aspect of it more than people in the U.S. do, because if you think about it, the people who are in the U.S. were not around for the Middle Ages, whereas the people in the U.K. do ultimately have some kind of family blood running back to the Middle Ages. So,
wow. See, I mean, I was trying to agree with you up until that last.
People appreciate RuneScape in the U.S. I'm not saying they don't, but I'm saying they don't. They won't appreciate the whole Middle Age theme aspect of it enough as they do in the U.K. Because, you know, if you go in the U.K., you see that same kind of architecture everywhere you go. You don't see that in the U.S., that kind of thing, you know? That's kind of what I'm getting at with that.
History is only important unless it's over 500 years, guys.
And I'd also, third reason is that I think Jagex is a U.K. company, so they should just keep it to where they are.
Yeah, that was a fairly convoluted response.
Oh, so you don't agree with me on this one?
Well, no, I don't disagree. I think that they should keep it in London, but
okay, well, that's good. But some of my reasonings on the U.S. part might have been a little bit absurd, but you know, I still stand by them that it's better to have it in the UK because that's where Jagex is based, and that the UK was around back then, and the people who are of the UK will probably have a stronger sense of that. And, you know, they're a UK company. They should just do whatever's best for their bottom line.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, so. Anyways, that brings us to episode 338, which is the last episode we have clips for.
Which one was this one again? 338? Was I in this one?
This was the... Yes, you were.
Yes!
Alrighty. So this is regarding your response to the loyalty program.
Oh! Wait, okay,
we'll
what?
See if it what?
Do you have to log into that thing in order to become part of the loyalty program? Because I just got an email from them saying, welcome to the members loyalty program. Congratulations.
What?
You'll shortly receive your first loyalty. Start unlocking a wide variety.
I thought it was automatic.
Yeah.
I thought it was automatic when you signed up for members.
I would have thought so too. Because it even gave me stuff.
What did it give you? 500?
Well, I don't know about points, but like it gave me the hood and stuff. You know, that you had to go collect from that guy. I don't know. That's part of it too, isn't it?
No, I think that's separate.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
FML. Can we just add...
Yeah.
Are you recording yet?
Yeah. So that was pre-show.
Yes, what no one got to hear. Although we did mention that anyway, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
That pretty much devastated me. It put me in a terrible mood for the rest of the... No, I didn't really care at all, to be honest.
Well, it did. It did. Listen to this next one. It's on the same subject.
FML, I'm not even... Oh, my God.
I thought it was automatic, too, because it was automatic for me.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, that's like a waste of half a month worth of loyalty points.
Yeah.
Time.
You could have had your second payout in a week.
Not fair. Oh, I remind myself of Jenny, our little Asian international student.
Oh, actually, that's that
really sad. I should not impersonate her like that. I mean, that's not what I was doing, but just.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm listening to myself fake crying.
Yeah, well, that's what your response was to finding out that, you know, there is no loyalty program for you because you didn't sign up for it. And you kind of got chipped on a few days there.
It's not fair. But, oh, well. At least I filled that out before the 12 days of Christmas thing.
Which is starting on the 25th. And, well, we're recording before the 25th. So actually, this is ongoing as this show comes out. So everybody listening, be sure to go click in for the 12 days of Christmas. So with that being said, that's a loyalty program. And you are enrolled now, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got for clips this year. It was more than I expected
all
to
we've
have.
Got,
and
that actually turned out to be a massive show.
You said it was like an hour,
and I was like, what?
I thought so, but we're at 2 hours 20 right now.
Exactly.
I know, but you know, sometimes things that work like that. So anyways, the central themes, I hope you guys realized, were that people like to sing on this show, especially Trekkie. Trekkie likes to sing his disco songs, and sometimes he even sings the Rebecca Black Friday parody, which is something that we did every Friday. I don't think you were here for most of the Friday shows, because we did our shows on your Friday, not my Friday. So
yeah,
we did that Friday parody. I'd ask what day it was, and off we go. So that was that. And that's RSBNB Update for 2011. That's your clip show. I hope you guys have all enjoyed it. I know I had fun splicing out the clips and each one of these episodes. Looking back on them really brought a great deal of joy to me. And, you know, I just like doing it. And ultimately, I think I probably say this every year, but of course, thank you to everybody out there who was a guest or a host on these shows. Specific mentions go out to King Kala, Trekkie, and Paul for filling in when you weren't here, Chief. And of course, also thank you to you for your time that you did give us this year.
No.
And of course, the most important thank you goes out to the listeners for listening, because if there were no listeners and there were no questions, there would be no point to half of the stuff we do on here. So we got to say thank you to the listeners for everything you do this year.
So profound. Well said, Shane. Thank you, listeners.
And I'd just like to point out, so that we don't spring this on anyone, this is your last year as a full co-host with us, even though it wasn't a full year. We will be introducing a new co-host together with you one last time next week in January.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, as you know, Chief...
as if you couldn't have predicted that, but...
Well, yeah, I figure most people would have thought that, but you know, I figured you might as well say it just because. And you know, thank you to you a lot for everything over the last 2 years.
You are welcome, Shane. But we'll get to that next week.
But yes, we will. So right now, everybody, enjoy the clip show. Enjoy what's left of 2011. We'll see you next week in 2012. Bye, everyone.
See you later, alligator. I bought a new car stereo and had that installed the other day. And yesterday, I got a new car alarm installed. So I'm pimping my ride.